Hey folks, welcome to the Imposters Club, the podcast for misfits in tech. I'm your host, Teddy Kim. And here's something I've been pondering of late. Why are there so many Eeyores in tech? You remember Eeyore, the donkey from the Winnie the Pooh books who always slumps around, being negative and harshing everyone else's buzz? Eeyore is the donkey who says things like, days, weeks, months, who knows? I swear, I just heard that in an estimation meeting. Yeah, if donkeys could join Mensa, Eeyore would be first in line, because Eeyore likes to remind others of his intellectual superiority, especially compared to the other residents of Hundred Acre Wood.
They haven't got brains, any of them. Only gray fluff that's blown into their heads by mistake.
Yeah, that's Eeyore. Now I know what you're thinking. There are Eeyores in every industry. Why single out tech? Well, I will grudgingly concede that tech hasn't cornered the market on Eeyores, but we've got most of them. I'll die on that hill. May it please the court. Exhibit A. Techie Twitter. Oh my god. Follow a hashtag like Dark Agile or No Estimates, and you'll see what I mean. What are these grumpy dweebs complaining about? Bad agile implementations are the definition of a first world problem. Get over it. Exhibit B, Stack Overflow. Yeah, let's start a website where noobs with innocent questions can get ambushed by sarcastic status signaling Uber dorks with an axe to grind. Hey, shitheads on SO, don't you get it? Sarcasm demeans you. It doesn't demean us. The apotheosis of the techie Eeyore can be found at a site called DevRant. I'm not making that up. DevRant. It's the place where Eeyores go to be with other Eeyores for a big pity party. Because people who make piles of money need a safe space to rant about their cushy jobs and privileged lives. Yep. If you work in tech, you don't have to look too far past the cube wall to see an Eeyore, or two. Maybe an Eeyore looks back at you from the mirror. No, that's crazy talk, right? Right! So here's the question. Is there something about tech that attracts Eeyores like horseflies to poop, or is it working in tech that actually turns people into Eeyores? Nature or nurture? That is the question, and it's complicated. In the olden days, software used to be a profession where you could hunker down in a cube and work in complete isolation for hours or days. That may not be appealing to you, but it certainly appealed to some. I know many, many engineers of a certain vintage who freely admit that they entered tech so they wouldn't have to talk to people. So that's the argument for nature over nurture. In brief, the reason there are so many Eeyores in tech is the same reason there are so many extroverts in sales. The work appeals to a certain personality type. But nowadays, tech has a different image. In the mainstream media, techies may be quirky, like Abby from NCIS, but we're generally portrayed as upbeat, socially competent people who work well with others. That's a welcome change. In the popular imagination, tech is no longer the province of isolated eggheads with pudding in their beards. We're all about collaborative knowledge work now, with emphasis on collaborative. I personally don't know any early career devs who would list self-isolation as a motivation for entering tech, and my anecdotal observation is that younger devs are a lot less socially awkward than the older generations. And yet, there seem to be just as many, if not more, Eeyores than ever. If anything, I'm seeing even more Eeyorism among the younger generations, so what gives? Maybe it's not nature over nurture. Maybe there's something about tech that turns normal people into Eeyores. It's not so unthinkable. Tech is full of disappointments. Failed projects, death marches, mass layoffs, angry customers, crappy code, technical debt, fizzbuzz interviews, out-of-touch management, worthless ceremonies. The list goes on. And on. Maybe Techie Eeyore isn't just a gloomy pessimist. Maybe he's making a rational adjustment to the reality around him. I don't know. It's complicated. And ultimately, it's the wrong question. Why Tech is filled with Eeyores isn't important. What are we going to do about it? That's the real question. I have some perspective on this, since I was an Eeyore once. Yes, I confess. I'm not proud of it. I was that guy. But I got past it. Here's how. One of the formative moments in my professional life was at a software startup called HealthNexus. This was about 15 years ago. We were working 16-hour days, nights and weekends, grinding away under crazy deadlines. The pressure was enormous. There was a lot to grumble about, and we grumbled loud and long to anyone who would listen. One day, I was grumbling in a meeting, being a total Eeyore as usual. The CIO of the company said 6 words that changed my life forever. She looked me dead in the eye and said, "You're living the life you chose. You're living the life you chose." She was right, of course. Nobody made me work at a startup. I knew what I was getting into when I signed up. And nobody made me stay when things got hard. I could have just found another job more to my liking. For that matter, nobody made me work in tech. It was my decision to become a programmer. I was living the life I chose. So here's my advice to all you Eeyores out there. If you don't like the way things are, make it better. If you don't like how you are, do better. If you're disappointed in your team members or your management, help them to do better. And if you can't do better, if you can't make it better, then leave for some place where you can make a difference. But please, get out of here with that weak-ass victim energy. You're not a victim, homie. Nature or nurture, you're living the life you chose. The show notes for this episode are available at impostorsclub.io. Check it out. Feel free to leave me a comment and mingle with other imposters just like you. impostorsclub.io